This is Matt Spiegel, and I can't wait to bring you season two of the PBP, Voices of Baseball. The very best play-by-play voices in the game talk about their craft. It's a job so special that even Joe Buck told us he will probably go back to it.
I'm 53, basically 54. I think it's too early to say nevers at this point in my life. I think at some point I'll get the itch again.
Incredible guests sharing great stories from your favorite teams coming this year. Find us on the Odyssey app or wherever you find podcasts.
Your official station to talk Giants. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app. Download it today.
Good morning, campers.
Al and Jerry. Don't worry, it's only an hour long, and most days it doesn't suck.
Well, good morning, and a happy Friday, and a feel-good Friday, and a football Friday, and a baseball Friday, and a basketball Friday. A Kyrie Irving Friday. What else is going to...
Oh,
Kevin
boy.
Durant Friday. I got a Patrick Ewing fired Friday. I got Braxton Berrios Friday. I've got an OBJ Friday. I've got a Geno Smith Friday.
How about a Patrick Kane and Mika Zibanejad Friday and a Brock Nelson Friday and a Timo Meyer Friday? How about that?
Let's not make a mockery of this.
All right.
CeeLo joins me today with Jerry Recco still in Chicago?
Good guess, yes.
For the Big Ten tournament. Did Rutgers play yesterday?
They did.
Did they lose?
They did not.
Oh.
Although most of the fan base or those that I follow.
Yeah.
In the first half, basically, the game's
that's what,
over.
I guess that's
Let's
what I was
just pack it up and go home. Now, in fairness, they shot horrendously in the first half. And then Michigan shot horrendously in the second half. And
all
Rutgers
right.
ended up winning, going away.
Is that right?
That is right. They got Purdue today at noon.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right, well, good for Jerry.
Yeah.
Purdue.
Ask me how many play-by-play cuts we have in the system.
How many play-by-play cuts of Jerry Recco dropping dimes you got?
That'd be zero.
Zero?
Yeah. So I'll have to effort that.
I did see someone hit you up on Twitter say you got to get some of these classic Jerry drops.
Yeah, and that's why I was hoping when I came in today they would be there. But, you know.
No offense
to
Jerry.
We don't cut tape during the daytime around here in these parts anymore and haven't for quite some time now.
No offense to Jerry, but who's listening to college basketball on the radio? Seriously.
Rutgers fans?
That would be one.
There you go.
College basketball fans, too.
Yes. That's
three.
Probably it.
People who... Like a nice little background noise.
Uh-huh. Or and people who went to WCBS at 80 looking for the news and ended up with... Actually,
always...
you know what? I'm not even certain that they had the game on their regular area. They may have. I don't know. That's actually, you know, now that I think about it, I'm like, oh, I'm just going to have to go back to the 880 logger and pull the...
We don't know
that they would have aired that game at noon yesterday.
Yeah, that's what's tough about... And this has been... Listen, this has been going on since as long as radio has been invented back in the 1980s. Back where they have like these play-by-play things on news stations.
Right.
Right?
Preempting
so it's like,
the news.
Let me see what's going on in the news today. And you turn it on. It's for three. Yes.
Yeah, sure.
Or baseball games on at night.
Yankees were on 880 for many years.
Yeah, that always throws me off.
WABC before that.
If I was a news consumer but didn't like sports.
Right.
You know what I'm saying, CeeLo?
Yes. And then in the new era, if those who wanted their news... They when the ball games were on, they would just stream the news
on
the app.
On the app, okay.
But if you're someone who's like an old school news person, you may not know how to stream. So.
I consume my news through AM radio only.
Yes, old school.
I'm old school.
Yeah.
I want 1010. I want to be able to kind of barely hear the news when I'm in my car.
Right. Scratchy. Go through an underpass. All of a sudden it cuts out. You're in the tunnel. No shot. Yeah.
We have this, I'm down the Jersey Shore, and I'm in near the Belmar area.
Yes.
There is a radio station in Belmar called The Rat.
Yeah, I know The Rat.
Which, by the way, they stream on Odyssey.
After my sophomore year of college, I took a day trip around all of New Jersey with resumes and went to radio station after radio station just trying to get an internship, and I ended up getting one at 94.3 The Point in Jersey Shore, yeah.
But The Rat is in the middle of downtown Belmar.
Yeah. No, I know. Like, just almost like it looks like a coffee shop, right?
Right. Yeah. But they've got this giant radio tower.
Mm-hmm.
And I dare you to try to get another radio station anywhere near there. I'll have, like, Tiki and Tierney on, and I'm cruising down. And so it's like, like, wow, what is this pumping out to the neighbors down there?
Yeah.
My first job I got in Florida was at this radio station in Largo, Florida, which was like outside of Clearwater, Tampa, St. Pete area.
Largo.
Small.
Not to be confused with Key Largo, right?
It was not Key Largo.
Okay.
But it had the giant 50,000 watt tower in the backyard. And occasionally I would get calls from people going, your radio station's coming through my toaster. I'm like, I don't know how to stop that.
Sorry, your problem, not my problem.
What do you think
problem.
It's doing to my testicles right now? I'm sitting here for hours.
Oh, man, that's great. What is the rat air nowadays?
Rock. They're hard
still?
Rock.
No, oh, yeah. Never changed.
Never changed.
Okay, cool.
They never changed. But, yeah, they're streamed on Odyssey. I hear when they
how
go, stream
that?
Us on the Odyssey app.
Very nice. Doo-doo-doo. They're in the family.
They're in the family, yeah. In the family. Not owned by Odyssey, but in the Odyssey family.
How does that work?
Well, I guess we have the streaming rights to them.
Okay. So then they're kind of, all right, I see, not owned.
We don't own them.
Just the streaming rights.
Okay. Just like they needed they're a small radio company. They need someone to help them stream. They're not going to build a big thing. They don't have that many radio stations.
Okay.
So they hop on board
us. Odyssey to use the app.
We put the rat on our back, yo. We took the rat and put him on our back.
Oh, man.
I think my friend Davey Mack does the mornings there. He used to be a Ron and Fez producer. Ah. He came on after me, Ron and Fez.
How about that?
He was terrific.
Sure.
He was a terrific producer.
Yeah.
He was better than me.
Look at you.
I will say that straight up.
Nice of you to admit.
He did what I did and then took it to the nth degree.
Mm-hmm.
I used to just annoy the audience. He would, like, physically do stuff, like punishment on himself. I didn't do that stuff.
Punishment too. On himself?
Yeah, like he would do things that were physically hurtful
so did
to
you.
Him.
You got in the boxing ring multiple
yeah,
times.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
So maybe I'm the
come
best.
On.
Maybe I was the best then.
Maybe you set the standard for him to live up to when you left.
Correct.
There you go.
I was the Tom Green. He was Jackass.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep. I got you.
Okay. Now, what the hell, CeeLo, the hell is going... First of all, how did we miss this yesterday? This is what tells you, like, we feel like we get everything in the world, like, everything at a moment's. The moment something happens, we see it and hear it, blah, blah. Kyrie went on whatever Twitch is.
You don't know what Twitch
is? I
do. Okay.
I'm just for the older people listening. I like to pretend I'm with them. Kyrie went on Twitch after the game Tuesday night or Wednesday night? After the game Wednesday night. But no one knew anything about this.
Yeah, but do we have, like, a timestamp on this? After the game, I mean...
Well, that could be any time you're saying.
Could have been the wee... I mean, who the hell knows?
Could have been the wee hours of the morning.
With this guy. Now, I get it. We are here in the wee hours.
Yeah. So so he goes on Twitch and to talk about fans and...
But does he really go on Twitch to talk about these things? Doesn't he go on Twitch to play video games?
Yeah.
And then ultimately he starts just running his mouth?
Yeah, so... I mean, he's doing his usual Kyrie things. I mean, I didn't even hit play on this. I'll be honest with you. I saw it. I was like, I read some of the quotes. I'm like, I'm tired
I know.
Of him.
Marco was
tired.
Marco Belletti, of course, here, our nighttime anchor who helps us with some of the gathering of sound clips through the night.
Yeah.
Said he went on a wild goose chase trying to find the full raw. Cause I guess a full raw version of the audio. Let me finish that sentence.
Yeah.
And I guess they put these Twitch things out in, like, little pieces at a time. But he was just like, I couldn't. After about 10 or 15 minutes, I just couldn't anymore. I felt like my head was going to explode.
Yeah. It's like, it's enough. What was the clip I heard at the update here
in
at the
update?
Top about batteries and cobalt?
Let me see. I can probably find.
Because didn't he shoot this on a phone, which has cobalt
probably.
In it?
I don't know.
People are starting to come around to know that... we get all the things we have, our batteries, our rechargeable batteries, like in our phones and our cars,
mm-hmm.
and come from, you need cobalt, which is mined in the jungles somewhere, and it's very hurtful to the people who are doing the mining of the cobalt.
Okay.
So all these do-gooders that go on social media and go talking about saving the planet and people being offended by words, and then meanwhile they're shooting all these videos on their cobalt phones that are killing people. Myself included.
I was half listening
phone.
To you. So I'm wrong in this case.
All
you're right. So normally I think he's doing the video game thing on Twitch. But this
he just went to Twitch and was just like, let's go.
Huh.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is cool, too, to be so popular that no matter where you decide to say something crazy, we'll find it.
Oh, yeah. Well, but to your point,
took a while.
I didn't
hear
anything about this. Even like when I got home and took a nap yesterday at 1 o'clock, this was not on my radar at all.
I guess, yeah, that's true. You're right. If this was done on Twitter, Instagram, or somewhere else, we would have seen it sooner.
Then how does that work? Like, because if it isn't, it's a live stream thing, no?
Everything that's live streamed then gets put up.
Archived somewhere?
Yeah. Like the Chris Rock special that was on Netflix. That was live.
Right. Now you can, I get
put
that
up. And by the way, I read something very disheartening about that.
Okay.
So in the Chris Rock special, live streamed, he screwed up a joke about Will Smith.
Yes.
He screwed it up.
Right.
And he admitted he screwed it up. Do you know they've edited that out to now if you go to watch it, it's not even in there?
Brutal.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Put it in there. That's part of.
Gotta take accountability. Own your mistakes.
And
well,
plus,
he did, but.
We like to see warts sometimes. You know what I mean? Like, I love when a band I love is playing live and they screw a song up.
We like
don't
to
edit
see it
out.
But then we mock relentlessly. So maybe that's why they.
We do mock relentlessly.
Yeah.
All right. So he goes on Twitch. He's yelling about everything, the fans. He says, "You don't know me." I'm paraphrasing here. You see
Marco told me he was smoking a tree.
Smoking a tree.
I don't know if that was true or not, but.
All right. Says, yeah, you see me, you know me from 3 hours of a game. You don't know what's going on my other 21 hours in the day.
Uh-huh.
You think I'm a cancer in the locker room as if basketball is an individual sport. There's 15 guys on the team, and I'm portrayed as the cancer. Okay. He also was upset with gambling and sports betting. Says it's taken the purity away from the fun of the game. And he also said there's a difference between being a diehard fan like Mr. Evan Roberts, he did not use his name,
right,
and supporting your team, and then loving your team versus somebody that's betting on a parlay.
I don't know.
All right. Well, we're all interested in your basketball, whether we love, whether we're Evan Roberts and love the Nets, or we've got a parlay on the game.
I'm reading
Kyrie.
What's Kai going to do this summer? Does Kai like Dallas? What happened in Brooklyn? What happened in Boston? What happened in Cleveland? Why'd you leave LeBron? Why'd you leave Tatum? Why'd you leave KD?
In some ways, I'm tired of him.
I'm very tired of it.
Do you have a clip there about the cobalt that we heard at the very top of this?
In the update?
In the update. We'll find that maybe for later. If you can't find that, I need you to search it for it now. But
see.
I just want to see what he had to say about cobalt, since I'm sure he shot that on his phone.
See now, Marco, like I don't think he tagged any of them. Cobalt. I see a bunch of Kyrie clips here. If you want to just sift through them until we find the one you're looking for.
No, let's do that.
I'll tell you what. I'll listen in the break. I'll find you the cobalt one.
I'm just interested in the one with cobalt because this is like becoming a thing now.
Yeah.
There was a guest on Joe Rogan. I think this is getting popular because there was a guest on Joe Rogan of a guy who really dug deep and did a lot of research into these cobalt mines.
Uh-huh. And so where do these cobalt mines exist?
They're in the
another country?
Yeah, oh, definitely another country. Yeah,
right.
Yeah. They're in the countries where the workers are treated terribly.
Ah.
It's like, you know, like we always blame Nike.
Yes. We talked about this recently.
Every sneaker company
has
poor working conditions. And we are, again, we all have phones. We all have iPads. And all those batteries come from cobalt.
Yeah.
We're all hypocrites, CeeLo.
Cobalt is mined in several countries, but the Democratic Republic of the Congo is by far the largest producer. Demand rises, mining in other countries, including the U.S., Canada, and Australia, is set to increase.
Yeah.
So it's coming to the U.S.
Right, because, we need electric cars. Okay. Well, guess what? They're on cobalt.
Great.
They don't take Texas tea.
There's a problem with everything, let's be honest. That's just the way it works.
That is the bottom line.
Or someone will find a problem.
Right.
Yeah.
If you're pushing, you got a problem with something, I will find something you're doing in your life that is also causing a problem. You go down a rabbit hole. I tell you, that's why, I get into these, for like the past year, I'm like obsessed with like food ingredients. I'm only consuming that.
Are you? I hadn't noticed.
But then once you start getting into that and you start following people online and YouTube and Instagram, then it's just like, that candle you're burning, the fragrances are poisoning your body.
Let me get
rid of the fragrances. Are you using dryer sheets? Dryer sheets send chemicals into your clothing, and then the clothing touches your skin.
This is why I can't live like this. I'm sorry. There's not enough time. Like I'm admitting that I'm ignorant on a lot of it. And
okay.
I'm sure there are things that are harmful that I do on a day to day basis, but like what does life look like if I'm removing all this stuff? Like, we're
it looks like love.
Time is a flat circle. We're going to revert to, like, you know, prehistoric man. Is that where we're at?
That's where we're at.
The
good news is, CeeLo, you have Kyrie to worry about all the things for you. And that's what he's here for. I think that's what he's saying. You don't have the time to worry about this. Kyrie plays for 3 hours a night. He has the time. Let him work for you.
Look, and Jerry,
how am I free if I know my people aren't free in Africa?
Exactly.
How am I free if I know my indigenous people are not free in Australia? How am I free if I know kids are still working on the cobalt mines in the Congo, making Teslas?
And your phone that you're using. No one needs to attack
Tesla. I'm not saying he's wrong about any of this.
Yeah.
And he's clearly very insightful.
Yes.
Very intelligent, very well spoken. I'm good with all that. But, like, when he plays the victim, then don't be an NBA player who makes millions of dollars. Like, it's an entertainment field.
Yeah.
You are a performer, and you're not the only one. So, like, it's not the, hey, just, you know, shut up and dribble thing. But, like, he acts as if he's off on his own, and he's treated differently than everyone else is.
Right.
He gets the reaction and the attention because of all the things that he says. So if you want to be the guy that says all the things, then you got to deal with the smoke. Like, that's the way it goes.
Right. If you're going to go on Twitch and give us all of this new, brand new Kyrie material, he's got to know the minute he put this out,
exactly.
This was going to be ESPN, sports radio across the country, all the talking head shows where they shout at each other.
It's the way it works. Just like to a much lesser degree, I'm not trying to compare myself, but like when you put up the picture of me in the sweatsuit, I knew that I was going to deal with crap all day long. So I could either complain about it, oh, woe was me, blah, blah, or you deal with it, you embrace it, you engage, and, you know, that's part of it.
In fairness, the Boomer and Geo show account put that out, and I don't know who runs that.
Yeah.
Okay. We don't know, CeeLo. That is a secret account.
Gave everyone a peek behind the curtain there. Not that hard to figure out, but yeah.
All right, so there it is. Kyrie.
Got your cobalt clip out of the way?
I did. That was nice. Eddie went and grabbed that cobalt
clip. Nicely produced.
Boom. Booyakasha. Did you find that, Eddie, quote, unquote, in the system, or did you go on the internets?
System.
Look at it.
Oh, I know. It's in there. System. Well, I mean, I could have, like I said, we could have sifted through them on the air.
Yeah.
He did it off the air and brought it to us. So there you go.
Good job. Nice,
nicely done.
All right. We are off to a fiery start, CeeLo, thanks to Mr. Kyrie Irving. What else do I have here, CeeLo? Basketball items. I've got an Aaron Rodgers fun item. Yeah. Nothing to do with football. I've got a Jet who is no longer with us. He didn't die. He's just not here.
By the way, y'all embargoed me talking baseball yesterday.
And I did embargo.
Yeah, you guys, they're all of you. Spring training, no one cares. And like half the Yankee team is hurt now.
I saw your tweet, yeah.
Ridiculous.
And then I got some other items. And then Boomer and Geo, they will be here at 6 o'clock,
yes,
I'm told.
We're starting at 6.
Starting at 6 today. So set your alarm starting at 6 today, Boomer and Geo.